Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the more I thought about it yesterday, the more I was encouraged by the desperation of our local NAACP, going to be protesting the TPUSA club at J.L. Mann High School. What's so disgusting about that is there's no incident that they're protesting. In other words, that club's been on campus for 4 years. And it's not till Charlie Kirk was assassinated that they decided they want it shut down. In other words, cancel his legacy, cancel him, get rid of him. Then as I was thinking about this yesterday, I was just driving around. I thought, wow, you know what this means? It's really good thing. It's a good sign. It means two things. I'll tell you what happened here. We had that disgusting teacher, Greenville County Schools, come out and laud, very excited about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He was quickly fired. Okay, the white Democrat leadership here knows they can't fight that. They know they can't fight back. They're going to lose. I mean, there's no argument that they can make, and they know it. Hey, we should have, you know, pro-assassination teachers in the classroom. It's not going to work. So I'll tell you what happened in the background. They called up their friends at the NAACP and went, you go protest this. You go take care of this. You can scream racism and everybody will be afraid. It's their usual tricks. It's how the white leadership uses the NAACP. Well, if we send the NAACP, everyone will be afraid to argue with us, except that's wearing off. But you know what's good about this? The level of desperation here. So you can tell the NAACP was tapped on the shoulder and dispatched to go do the protest that the white Democrat leadership can't do because it'll look like they're pro-assassination. But think about what the NAACP is protesting for here. Greenville County Schools, and they're not going to get anywhere. Public sentiment is completely against them. Their position is we should shut down all political clubs in Greenville County Schools, including Young Republicans and Young Democrats, in order to shut down Turning Point USA. In other words, they're willing to shut down the pro-Democrat clubs because they are so terrified that students, in particular, black students, will hear Charlie Kirk's message. That's total victory. That is total victory. Now, an honest American who is not what we all know the Democrats are, you know what they would do? They'd say, you know what we need? We need high school NAACP chapters. We're going to go start one at J.L. Mann. That's what you do. And, you know, if you want to have a debate with TPUSA at J.L. Mann, I think I'm sure that's a great thing to propose. You'd start a club. But they're not. They are so desperate to shut down Charlie Kirk's message. The message that's so loving when you watch it that Presbyterian, Baptist, Protestant, Catholic churches, you should see, get it, go look at it on X. All of these church leaders, priests, ministers are saying, we had record numbers in the pews this weekend. Yeah, he's such a hate monger. People heard his message for the first time and went to church. That's what they're afraid of. Hate's not selling. Fake hate, too, because it's usually based on fake news. Fake hate based on fake news doesn't fill pews. That's what they're afraid. They're so afraid they are willing to shut down Young Democrats clubs at our schools. Just so they could shut down TPUSA too, because they can't just shut down one. They have to shut down them all. You know what that means, folks? We are winning. We are winning and they are desperate. I'm pulling the race card, ain't gonna work here. But, you know, welcome them to try. Welcome them to try. Okay. Meanwhile, promised to do this in the first hour. We're going to hit it. I predicted, 12, 15 hours ago? I told you, look, the transgender movement online, particularly in these chat rooms and these sites and these pornographic sites, is extremely pedophilic. You see the overtones of that too often when they march in pride parades. There is a very pedophilic aspect to the transgender, pro-transgender movement. And it's everywhere. And it's obvious. And I told you yesterday, do not be surprised if there isn't a pedophilic connection with this Tyler Robinson shooting. We've got two. Wasn't even 24 hours before I was right on that prediction. Wait till you hear. I'm going to make another prediction too. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.